My next task was to screen my goods from the spray of the sea, and this did not take long, for there were three large chests on board which held all, and these I put on the raft. "See, here is a prize," said I out loud, though there was none to hear me. "Now I shall not starve." For I found four large guns, but how was my raft to be got to land? I had no sail, no oars, and a gust of wind would make all my store slide off. Yet there were three things which I was glad of: a calm sea, a tide which set in to the shore, and a slight breeze to blow me there. I had the good luck to find some oars in a part of the ship in which I had made no search till now. With these I put to sea, and for half a mile my raft went well, but soon I found it driven to one side. At length I saw a creek, up which, with some toil, I took my raft. I saw that there were birds on the isle, and I shot one of them. Mine must have been the first gun that had been heard there since the world was made, for, at the sound of it, whole flocks of birds flew up with loud cries from all parts of the wood. The beak of the one I shot was like that of a hawk, but the claws were not so large. I now went back to my raft to land my stores, and this took up the rest of the day. What to do at night I knew not, nor where to find a safe place for my stores. I did not like to lie down on the ground, for fear of beasts of prey, as well as snakes, but there was no cause for these fears, as I later found. I put the chests and boards round me, and thus made a kind of hut for the night.